Hey, this is actress Carissa Lee Staples, and you're listening to the O Brother Podcast.
Welcome to the O Brother Podcast with hosts Dan and Mike Smith, brothers from the same mother with different opinions on movies, TV, video games, and more, plus celebrity interviews. Get ready, get set, it's time for the O Brother Podcast. Welcome to the O Brother Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Smith. Alongside me, as always, my brother from the same mother, Mike Smith.
We are still in the midst of
Halloween Fest.
Halloween Fest.
Mike's got a great, for those listening and not watching, Mike's got a great shirt he's sporting right now, which is a, I guess it's a Halloween Fest version of Pac-Man, which I effing love that shirt.
The Pac-Man, so, the pumpkin is a Pac-Man going after the ghosts.
That's really cool. Now, are you going to be sporting that at Spooky Empire?
I might just sport it one
day. So the O Brother Podcast, now, we get it, evergreen of the pot, the episodes, but I'm too psyched to say that we're going to be in the house all weekend at Spooky Empire, the dark side of Comic-Con, October 27th through the 29th. Mike, I cannot express how jazzed up I am about this.
I know.
We've been talking about this for a long time. I've been wanting to go to Spooky for a long time and haven't even been. So not only are we going to be there in the house together representing the O Brother Podcast, we'll be live streaming, but it's the 20th anniversary of Spooky Empire. So it's a big, big deal. And, you know, check out their website and you'll see the lineup is just, and they're continuing to add guests.
Right. And find us and come over and say hi. We're going to be doing giveaways. We got movies. We got stickers. We got all sorts of stuff.
We're going to have all kinds of merch. We're going to have all kinds of giveaways. Some you'll have to, you know, earn.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Not too hard.
Possibly some horror movie trivia in the house going on or something. But speaking of horror, as you said, Halloween Fest rolling on. And Mike, today we are going to talk about one of probably the most classic horror films of all time, Child's Play, which, of course, came out November 9th, 1988. So we're rolling up on, as of this recording, very close to the 35th anniversary of Child's Play. So it's pretty exciting
Amazing.
To be talking about it. And here's what I love. And this is the great thing, not only about Halloween Fest, but for me, the great thing about doing the podcast is that as is the case with Child's Play, I'd never seen Child's Play before.
Which is shocking.
Is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Yes. You know, and I was a sophomore in high school when this came out, by the way.
Yeah. Like, why you didn't see this? Because,
well, think about it, though. Think about it. It's, I'm sophomore, I'm what? I'm 17. So technically. Yeah,
you could have gone.
Well, it's rated R.
Right, but you could have gone with me.
Sure.
This is my son.
You weren't exactly coming around the house much asking me to go to movies.
Yeah. In 88, I was gone, actually. So,
oh, that's true.
You were in Florida. I wasn't even here. Yeah.
You're in Florida. Yeah. But so Child's Play comes out November 9th, 1988. It's rated R. Directed by Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Written by Don Mancini. John Lafia, both. Kind of collaborated on that with the screenplay. What are you pointing to?
I'm just saying Don Mancini is the guy who created the doll, the Chucky doll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So the main players of the cast, you've got Catherine Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the series Ryan's Hope, for anybody who remembers that. Do you remember Ryan's Hope?
No.
Way back. She was also in Star Trek, The Voyage Home. She was in that film.
She spent a lot of years on like an angel show, Promising Angel, or I don't even
really
know.
Yeah, she was in a lot of those kind of like 80s.
Yeah,
series,
she did a good 10 years on that, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chris Sarandon, no relation to Susan Sarandon.
No, right? No. But when you see him, you recognize
him. A good character actor. Yeah,
he's a
exactly.
Good character actor, yeah.
Somebody who's going to be in attendance at Spooky Empire is Alex Vincent, who of course plays Andy.
And he's back in the scene.
Yeah,
in the Child's Play universe. And I'll get to that because there's this TV show and a remake of the 88 movie. And what's that all about? We'll talk about that.
You give us all the 411 on that. Yeah. And then, of course, great actor Brad Dourif plays Charles Lee Ray, who also voices Chucky.
And we'll get into that whole backstory. He's voiced him for every movie except the remake. And he's on the TV show, along with Jennifer Tilly and all these other characters that have shown up in movies over the years.
It's that's another thing about Halloween Fest. It's shocked because you've this is where you've demonstrated the surprise to me, your deep knowledge of the horror genre for two guys that aren't really hardcore horror guys.
We're not.
You've seen every Saw film.
I know.
Every Freddy film, every Jason film. I mean,
yep.
I got to tip my hat. But Brad Dourif, of course, we were talking about this the other day when we were talking about doing the episode. And of course, I just always think Billy Bibbit from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Fantastic.
And of course, he was in Rob Zombie's Halloween, which is
right. He played Sheriff Brackett.
He did, and he was really amazing in that. Yeah. There was really some good acting in that.
Like Tobin Bell, like Robert Englund. He's one of these guys that's a great actor.
Right.
That, got into a franchise. He co-starred in Child's Play, which shocked me because without him, you don't have a movie. And every sequel is him, and the TV show is him, and now his daughter's involved, and she sounds just like him. She voices Chucky sometimes.
Now, at the time, if you see some of the behind the scenes at the time, I don't think, he seemed to not associate himself with it because he was only in it in the beginning physically.
Yeah, but his voice is throughout.
But now, and as you say, with these kind of reiterations and other interpretations of it or what have you, or iterations, I should say, of it. Back at the time, just, to kind of get the rundown, a budget of $9 million worldwide, it made about $44 million. It was filmed and set in Chicago and Illinois, I should say, not Chicago necessarily. But you want to give these quick synopsis of this one? It's pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward. It starts out two guys getting chased by a cop. One of them's the driver and he takes off on Brad Dourif, leaves Brad Dourif stranded. He goes into a toy store, and in the toy store, he kind of falls over into, there's this whole good guy. That's the name of it. The name of the doll isn't really Chucky. It's Good Guy.
Yeah.
And then you give it a name. So he falls over and Sarandon clocks him a couple times, so he's dying, and he winds up using voodoo to transfer his body or his being,
his soul,
into one of these good guy dolls.
Right.
And then Catherine Hicks, who plays the mom, winds up buying that particular doll from a vendor out behind her work.
A peddler out in the alley.
Yeah. Right. And, Chucky's born, basically.
Right. Yeah. Now, it was going to be, the original working title was Batteries Not Included, but at the time, of course, Stephen King was getting to put out a project, Batteries Not Included, right? And then it becomes Blood Buddy, which I love. I kind of wish it stayed Blood Buddy. That's a great title. But ultimately, it ends up, becoming Child's Play.
It's also been remade, which I sort of mentioned, and I'll talk about it more. But in the remake, they're called Good Buddies. They're not called Good Guys
they did
anymore.
A mashup of the.
Yeah, it's weird because it's a remake, yet they make these little adjustments.
Now, who is because I don't, more of this franchise than me, but is Tom Holland any of these original guys involved? Or
it's a new team.
It's a new
team.
Okay.
Didn't sit well with Don Mancini. He's like, we gave you six sequels that were, a lot of them made a lot of money. And he felt, I think, betrayed. MGM owns the rights to the original Child's Play. But that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, like I have the box set behind me here.
Yeah.
That has six of the movies. And then there's a seventh movie beside that, Cult of Chucky. And MGM can only remake the first one. And now they can do a sequel off that remake, but they can't be involved in the original anymore. So the rights are all screwed up. And Mancini wasn't happy. He created the doll, wrote the story.
Although the story changed quite a bit from his original concept, right? I mean, it was going to be Andy the kid. It was supposed to be sort of like the doll was going to be imbued with his kind of id, right? And all the people that had wronged him, and it was going to be him kind of lashing out at all the people that have wronged him in his life. There wasn't this voodoo bit. That was not part of Mancini's original idea. So I think his idea got watered down quite a bit by the time they get to the final script, which, so he's probably perhaps held a grudge ever since.
Yeah, because he took the franchise to Universal. You know, that's why Universal has a Chucky house now.
Right. I wanted to mention, too, we talked about the kind of the main cast, but there was two others I wanted to mention, or three, actually. One was this character, Maggie, who's played by Dina Manoff. I don't know if it's
the babysitter.
Dina. Maybe Dinah Manoff, because like Dinah Shore, I'm thinking of, which is an old reference for us. But she played Marty in Grease, and she's very recognizable to people of our generation. But
yeah.
She's in a pretty good third of the movie in the beginning.
The first act is really her.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then you've got Dr. Ardmore, you talk about, played by Jack Colvin. And I said, geez, I know this guy, another character actor. And I had to go, where did I know him from? And he was in the Incredible Hulk TV series, which, of course...
Yeah, that was a favorite of yours.
I was a big fan of, yeah.
You know what? I was surprised, having not watched it in a while, I was surprised how long it took to get to that third act where Chucky comes, you know, not comes to life, but becomes animated, you know, where his facial... And, you know, there's like, at that time, it took six people to operate Chucky.
Yeah, I think it was Kevin Yeager, who was the main
puppeteer.
The puppeteer. Puppet engineer, yeah, what have you.
You know, especially given now that if you watch the TV show, everybody is back from the original. Except for well, Brad Dourif, number one, Jennifer Tilly, who becomes a major character when they hit Bride of Chucky. Bride of Chucky on, Jennifer Tilly's in every one. Seed of Chucky, which is a sequel. That doll is in the new series. The crew, Don Mancini, Don Kirshner, they're all part of this TV show. And it's really the same crew, basically.
David Kirshner?
Alex Vincent, who plays Andy, is in the TV show. I mean, it's really remarkable.
And what is Alex's role?
He plays himself. He plays Andy Barkley. He plays Andy Barkley.
So it's set. This is set sort of. Well, that's interesting. So what is the, how many seasons has this been?
This week kicked off its third season.
So what is the whole premise behind this?
It's honestly, it's not very good. It's all over the place. It's like.
It's back for a third season. It can't be
right. People are watching it, and I'll tell you, Dan, you would not believe how timid the original Child's Play is. They get progressively more gory and hard.
I could believe that.
But the TV show, there's F-bombs. They exploded a guy. They exploded a priest.
There was a lot of that in Child's Play. There's a scene with this older couple on an elevator, one of these indoor elevators. Like it's kind of an open elevator. And the couple's like, oh, someone left their doll in the elevator. And the husband is like, leave. It's, you know, whoever owns it will come and get it. And then the older woman's stepping out of the elevator, and she looks back and goes, ugly doll.
Yeah.
And then walks away, and you hear, fuck you.
Brad Dourif.
Chucky.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, like, it's on Sci-Fi Network USA, and then it's also on Peacock. Like, you can watch the first two seasons right now straight through on Peacock. The new one, there's only one new one, which is a little toned down, I noticed. I don't know if that's on purpose, but it's on Sci-Fi or USA. So I think this week it was only on Sci-Fi. mm-hmm. but I did catch it, and it's funny to see Alex Vincent back playing himself. He comes back in Cult of Chucky. He plays himself, and we find out that his whole life he was obsessed with Chucky, and he's got the head of the Chucky doll.
From the original film?
From the original film in a cage, and he's keeping him prisoner.
Well, but the way it ended, that head was all... It was like Terminator 2.
And that's what it looks like in the cage.
It does it? Okay.
Yeah, it's all burnt. And when you watch the sequels, which I don't think you've seen any of the sequels, but...
No.
Like... You saw the thing was burnt to a crisp at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert for people who haven't seen it, but it's
only 35 years, folks.
Yeah. And so if you haven't seen it,
I mean, I hadn't seen it. So,
right.
Fair.
But they literally start off that movie by like cleaning it up. Like you would just chuck it and get a new mold. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, considering I've watched them all and I have the box set behind me, it was much tamer than I realized or remembered.
Well, there's not a lot of, again, this is not a horror film with a lot of blood and guts.
It becomes that. It definitely becomes that in these other iterations
and things you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. But this one isn't. I mean, it's kind of typical of the day, when we've talked about this on the podcast before, but one of the things that stood out to me was Joe Renzetti's score of the film, right? It's very classic, that kind of sort of 80s mm-hmm. horror synth vibe going on. And that's as big a part of the tone of this kind of film, but at least back then, of anything else. I thought the acting, you know, you think about Alex, I mean, Alex was great.
Mm-hmm.
As this kid, I saw one of the behind the scenes documentaries where he was talking about doing the casting, you know, the read throughs or whatever, the audition mm-hmm. process. And that scene where he has to say, you know, the bitch got what she deserved.
Right.
You know, he's just telling his mother.
He's parroting
what Chucky said.
Chucky's words.
Exactly. And Alex, as a little kid, had a problem with saying that.
Yeah.
So every time the line would come up, he would pretend that he didn't remember the line. This went on like three times.
Right.
Finally, he admits, I was uncomfortable with saying it. So they said, you know what? The kid is so good. He made us think that he kept forgetting the line. This kid's got it.
Right.
And they cast him, you know, and he really was. I mean, he was so believable. What was he, 8 years old at that time?
Yeah.
Or something?
I mean, as little kids go, I've always thought, is it Henry Thomas from E.T.?
Henry Thomas from E.T., yeah.
I think that's the best child performance I've ever seen.
It's pretty good.
But, you know, this is a pretty strong one, too.
I think he deserves a lot of credit, and I'm looking forward to chatting him up at Spooky Empire, because I'm a fan of his now. But him and Catherine Hicks, all of them, to play those reactions off of this idea, this doll, and how insane it is, they made it very believable,
right?
You know, and I think that made it that much more terrifying, is maybe a strong word, certainly not my case, but I felt a build of tension throughout, and you know I thought it was pretty well done.
Child's Play 3, they jumped ahead a little bit. He's in military school, basically, because he keeps telling these stories to shrinks.
Well, let me ask you about that. Not to interrupt, but because it's not, we don't get the backstory in the film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's his father? You know, what's the whole setup to where they're not believing him? And,
do
we get that as it goes on?
Yeah, the father has died. We get that in the first one. You probably missed it. It's real quick.
Oh, I did.
It's like, is he up in heaven with daddy? A line like that.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Yeah.
So the dad's out of the picture. And now in Child's Play 2, we see a picture of Catherine Hicks, but
she's not made any appearances.
She's not made any. She's the only one really that hasn't return.
That's a shame. Now, do you know if they've approached? I gotta believe they've approached her.
I would think so. I don't know.
Probably of her experience with it. So I,
Yeah, I'm surprised she wasn't in two. And same with Sarandon. I'm surprised he wasn't in two. But once they're out of the picture, when they get to three, it's almost like kind of like a wiping of the board.
Okay.
And he's in military school, and it's not Alex Vincent anymore. They cast an older kid, which I think it might have hurt it a little bit.
Yeah, I almost like the idea of, like you said, he's playing Andy Barkley.
Right.
You know, now or current day, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it's got, if you look on Rotten Tomatoes, it's got 73% from the critics, 65% from the audience, which is very surprising that those would be reversed in this case.
I would think they would be reversed. Yeah.
58 Metascore IMDb, which you tend to give a little bit more credence to.
Yeah. And that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
More than 50%.
Yeah. I think so. But, you know, I can see why this is a cult favorite. I mean, it's fun. And,
you know, if you think about it, it's a prelude to Megan, right?
Sure.
I mean, if you look at Megan, Megan probably might not exist without Chucky. And even the remake, okay, the remake, it's more of like Siri built into a Chucky doll. Mm-hmm. The doll itself looks totally different.
Yeah.
Has a totally different face. It's voiced by
Mark Hamill.
Your friend, Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
And, you know, he always does a great choice. Job with voices.
Well, what's the other one that you love so much that he's known for?
Well, the Joker.
The Joker.
He's like the ultimate Joker. I mean, if it wasn't for Heath Ledger, I think people who know the animated know Mark Hamill's Joker. It's great.
For sure, yeah.
And you can't hear him. It's funny, in the new Child's Play, when the mother brings it home and gives it, and the mother's played by Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, really?
From White Lotus. Anyways, when she gives the doll, it's defective and it's all, you know, you got to plug it into a USB to charge it.
A little updating of the references.
Yeah, they modernize it quite a bit, but it's like having Siri built in. You know, you call Chucky, turn on the TV. Chucky, turn the lights off. And it follows the commands. So that's kind of a smart update.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a benefit of doing the podcast. It's a benefit of doing a Halloween Fest at Oh Brother podcast. Cause it kind of, you know, sort of forces me in a sense to finally check off some of these movies that I should have seen 35 years ago.
Well, I was watching our latest rewind, which was The Shining.
That's right.
And you're talking about how much you like Stanley Kubrick.
And yet I saw
I still got movies for you to watch. I've seen Lolita, every Stanley Kubrick
movie. There's a handful I haven't seen yet, which is crazy.
Lolita's probably would be my last.
Well, but it's Kubrick. I mean, it's gotta be seen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so thumbs up, thumbs down. Where are we at with Chucky?
You know, I've got them all.
Yeah.
And so obviously I liked the first one. I think they get sillier and sillier and harder to swallow.
Yeah, but that's some of the that's what makes it entertaining, right?
Yeah, and when they bring in Fiona Dorif, which is Brad's daughter, that reduced it for me because she's like her dad.
Yeah,
and when she gets into this Chucky mindset, like. What happens is Chucky goes in and out of her. Every time she sees blood, that brings Chucky out in her. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden she puts this look on her face and out the voice. You're like, holy, it sounds just like her dad.
You know, it's interesting because when we talked to Nick Matthews, you know, about Saw X, he had made a comment about how we've said it before during Halloween Fest too, how there's almost like this kind of, not that it really ever, certainly didn't die off, but the kind of rebirth or reemergence of horror to a different level right now. It feels like there's a place for horror that there hasn't been for quite some time. It feels like anyways. And, you know, I was wondering about Child's Play too. Like, did this, you know, being a ginger at the time, was that a rough go? You know, I wonder if redheads in school were getting teased.
It's interesting that you say that, because in the remake, Audrey Plaza works at like a Walmart or a Kmart, something like, you know, it's a fake one where they sell them, and a guy brings it back and he's like, what's the deal with this? This is a ginger. I wanted the blonde one. And she looks at him and says, I don't think it's okay to say that, but the blonde one is Chucky, you know, the Good Buddy 2 model. This is the Good Buddy 1 model, which is has red hair, as you can clearly see through the front of the package. He's like shaming the guy.
That's good.
It's pretty funny.
That's
but
interesting.
It's weird that you brought that up, because that's in the new movie.
I literally made a note because I did think I could see that being a thing in our society where you're a redhead and good Lord, it's hard enough. And then this movie comes out and it's this demented doll. I mean, it just,
yeah,
I can imagine that would have been a rough go. But well, like I said, I'm psyched that I've checked this one off my list. It's another classic in Child's Play from 1988. But yeah.
Now, if you had kids, somebody like Paul Veras, a friend of ours, would you
say his name again?
Paul.
I always screw up
last names.
I think, was it the Italian where we replaced B's with V's?
Veras.
You said like Veras. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he is going to see this. So, you know,
but he's got kids. Would you recommend he sit down and watch Child Play with this kid?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's
no.
I think
because
where I'm at.
And honestly, I think more for the language than I do almost the violence. Although there's, you know, there's violence in it, of course. But but the language too is just as bad. So
yeah, no, and it get no. like I said, it gets worse. And if you have kids, keep them away from the TV show. I'm sorry, Don Mancini. I like your work, but
that's a fair warning. And it's not made for kids.
No, it isn't.
You know.
But it definitely crosses some lines.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be crossing some lines at Spooky Empire come October 27th through the 29th. We're going to be celebrating.
You won't have to wait in line to come see Oh Brother.
Well, I don't know if you should put it that way. I mean, there might could be quite a line at the Oh Brother podcast table.
No Halloween fest.
Well, it's at the cleaners. So I brought out the original.
The original Halloween fest
Oh Brother mug. Yeah, and we've got. You know, I told you. You saw the first official Oh Brother sticker.
Yeah.
You know, what would a podcast be without someone hawking stickers? Although the difference is, if you come and see us at Spooky Empire, we're going to be giving away those stickers, folks.
Right. So we're not shilling them out for money.
We're not shilling them out. That's not how we do it.
Not Shilly Willy.
I mean, Mike is in debt up to his ears over other mugs. Let's be honest. Yeah. And those are just the ones that you and I have. So
I know. I mean, there's a lot of people out there with our mugs.
Yeah, but if you're going to be in the Orlando area, October 27th to 29th, make sure that you stop by and you visit our table. We're going to be there all weekend. Lots of fun things happening. And of course, we're going to be covering the event the whole weekend too. So it's going to be a lot going
on. And if we're not giving stuff out when you come up to us and you've heard this, just ask us. Maybe we might have some, you know,
don't make
under the table.
Your ass can't keep. Yeah, under the table. All right, well, that's going to do it for another episode of the Oh Brother podcast. I've been your host, Dan Smith. Alongside me, as always, my brother from the same mother, Mike Smith. And we will see you next time.
Boo, everybody.
This is Cindy Busby, and you're listening to the Oh Brother podcast.